رمضان 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 يا حبيب رمضان رمضان.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وواعدنا موسى 30 ليلة وأتممناها بعشر فتم ميقات ربه 40 ليلة وقال موسى لأخيه هارون اخلفني في قومي وأصلح ولا تتبع سبيل المفسدين.
And we made an appointment with Musa for 30 nights, in which he supplemented with another 10, so that the period appointed by his Lord came to be a full 40 nights and days. When leaving, Musa said to his brother Harun, "Act for me by taking my place in my absence among my people, and reform and manage them well, and do not follow the way of those who create disorder." Prophet Musa is one of the most mentioned prophets in the Quran, with his name coming up a total of 136 times, starting from Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter number 2, all the way to Surah Al-A'la, chapter number 87. His name is mentioned alongside other prophets, such as Ibrahim, Isa, and Harun, and sometimes with his arch nemesis, the Pharaoh, the Pharaon. In this particular verse, a unique thing is seen, in which Allah first had an appointment with Musa for 30 nights, and then, all of a sudden, the Almighty added 10 more nights to the event, making it 40 nights in total. In other verses, Allah mentions the 40 nights straight up, but here He makes us do some math. One may question, why? The opinion which our scholars mention and is found in the Ahadith from the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon all of them, points to the fact that Allah had always decreed the sojourn of Musa to be for 40 days and nights. However, in order to test his community and the children of Israel, he was first invited for 30 days and nights, and then the duration of the stay was prolonged by another 10 days being added to it. And this was one way for the impostors and hypocrites amongst the tribes of Israel to be differentiated from the true believers. Ultimately, faith does not come easy, and it is by being tested, whether it be Prophet Musa and his 40 days in the spiritual retreat in communion with Allah, or Prophet Muhammad and his proclamation on the 18th of Dhul-Hijjah at the event of Ghadir al-Khum, or the major occultation, the Ghaybah of Imam al-Mahdi for the past 1,200 years. These are all ways in which Allah tests the believers in their faith. And as we see in all accounts, there are winners and losers. The number 40 is unique in Islamic teachings, and we see its repetition quite often in the Quran, the Ahadith, and in the supplications. As an example, Prophet Nuh faced 40 days of rain as a test for the disbelievers. The Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, was told to announce his prophethood at the age of 40. And once a person reaches the age of 40, they are at their peak, according to the Quran. And the list goes on and on. In summary, this verse gives us many life lessons. And if we study the time of Prophet Musa and what he went through, we will be able to find some parallels in our lives, albeit at a much smaller scale. Point of reflection. In order for us to be successful in our lives, in whatever we want to do, we must ensure that we have the prerequisites and that we are constantly working on spiritual self-building to prove to those around us and to Allah that we are ready to tackle the greatest of challenges and whatever life may put in our paths.
Ramadan, 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 ya Habib, Ramadan. Ramadan, ليتك